Have you ever eaten or drank something where the next day you said to yourself, I'm never doing that again?
I think anyone's journey to fitness from the fit mess definitely contains multiple instances of mornings like that.
In today's show, I'll share with you why a little bit of ice cream has the capability to unravel 40 years of work that I've done on my life.
Delicious. Where's the whipped cream?
But first, this is the Fit Mess, where together we learn to develop habits that help us live beyond our mental health struggles to create happier, healthier lives.
He's Zach. He lives in the future with his anxiety.
He's Jeremy, and he lives in the past with his depression. And we get together once a week in the present to share the obstacles we face and how we overcome them.
Zach, you mentioned eating or drinking something that you regretted the next day, and we half joked about ice cream, but as you dip your toe back in the waters, and by water I mean alcohol, you're starting to see some negative side effects.
How many years did I go out without drinking? Like 7 years?
Something like that.
And while I quit drinking, not because I had a problem, I think I had a medical issue that I was starting to like self-medicate with. And I think I would have had a problem had I continued on. And I learned to manage my feelings and emotions along the way. So like now I'm okay having a drink here and there. And like, I don't feel like I need to drink a six pack like I used to mm-hmm. to like bury all my emotions. But what I have noticed is when I do have a drink, I sleep like shit.
Yeah, you do.
It is noticeably different. So I go so many days without having a drink and doing my normal sleeping. And then when I have that one, like I can directly attribute the fact that I'm just tired the entire next day to that one alcoholic drink. Even if it's like 7 o'clock and I go to bed 4 hours later,
yeah,
it still impacts my sleep. And the other thing that I found, like anyone who's listened knows that like I have some genetic predisposition to high cholesterol that kicked in when I was like 37. Had normal cholesterol all my life. I would eat steaks every single day for breakfast, lunch. Didn't matter. My cholesterol was fine. And all of a sudden my cholesterol like doubled. It was up in the 400 range. And it is, if I eat red meat and dairy products, mm-hmm. like those are the two things I need to cut out. So I mostly eat like vegetarian, vegan-ish to keep my cholesterol down. But every now and again, like I will have ice cream.
Yeah.
So I don't eat a lot of dairy. I don't eat a lot of sugar, especially before I go to bed. But here's the other kicker. I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, I had a beer at dinner because I was out with people. And then I had two scoops of ice cream with my daughter like an hour later. And I didn't sleep at all that night at all. And I was like, wow. Well, this is weird. So I had to recreate it. So I was like, okay, we'll do one night with a beer and we'll do one night with ice cream. I want to figure out. And both nights I also didn't sleep well, but the ice cream was the kicker. That one kept me up all night.
Whoa.
Literally kept me up all night. It was like every 15 minutes I was waking up, and I've repeated this two or three times now because, you know, I'm a sucker for ice cream. I love me some chocolate peanut butter ice cream. But if I go eat, literally, like I don't eat that much sugar anymore. I don't eat a whole lot of dairy, but if I go eat two scoops of ice cream, which is not a ton, mm-hmm. not a whole lot,
yeah,
anytime after 5-6 o'clock, like I'm up all night.
Dude, crazy. I don't want to be Mr. Obvious with the solutions over here, but you don't have to cut out ice cream. Just have it for breakfast.
I think that's a fantastic right? idea. I mean,
you'll be fired up and working all day long. You'll be off to the races.
I'll just eat coffee ice cream.
Boom. Done. Well, this has been the Fit Mess. Thanks for listening.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No, but I say all, I do seriously though, I say all of this just because we live in a society where it's okay to eat ice cream every night. It's okay to drink every night. It's okay. And we, you know, I was there once, right? I had that constant tiredness mm-hmm. and it was just normal. And now that I've removed all that stuff, like I can see this gigantic impact in how good I feel without it.
Yeah.
So I really, really am just trying to emphasize the fact that like this stuff isn't great for you now.
Wait a minute. What?
Enjoy your life. But let's think about this. Like, you shouldn't be having that much sugar right before bed.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, like, any kind of alcohol, like, within, I don't know, probably 6 to 12 hours of going to bed. That's going to be a problem, right?
This came up over the weekend. Somebody was asking me why I quit drinking. She'd heard through the grapevine that I don't drink. And so she asked about it. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, they're always looking for the story. Like, what's the rock bottom? How bad did things get before you turned your life around? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I was kind of trying to not do some stuff. And so I stopped doing some stuff. And one of them was that. And as it turned out, I felt a lot better. But it started from, like, what you're talking about. I woke up one New Year's morning with just the slightest hangover from, like, the two beers I had on New Year's Eve. And it wasn't, I mean, by a mile, wasn't even the worst hangover I'd ever had. But mm-hmm. it was enough, and it was the straw that broke the camel's back, where I was just like, I don't want to feel like this ever again. This feels horrible. And it just happened to follow, like, getting off of antidepressants, getting off of painkillers, getting off of these other things that I was taking to manage other things that were going on. But it is so interesting when you do strip things away, how it reveals the way your body reacts to them, especially when you do dip your toe back in the water and start experimenting with a beer at dinner and a scoop of ice cream. And then you're just like, holy crap. I think supplements are the same way. Like, you can take a bunch of supplements and not really notice anything. And then you stop taking them and you're like, oh God, I feel
huge,
terrible.
Huge impact. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, cutting those things out for 3 days. Well, your body's kind of still recovering. If it's been a constant thing in your life, like, you need a good 30 days without those things in order to really assess the impact.
And when you talk about alcohol, I mean, I don't think either of us qualified as alcoholics before giving it up, but I think we both used it heavily to manage emotions and deal with feelings and all of the things. It took me 2 years to not suffer from it in some way. And I mean, from, like, mild suffer of drive by a brewery that I loved and go, I can't go there anymore, to the more extreme, like, oh shit, I'm feeling things. What do I do with this? And just becoming a mess and an asshole and treating everybody like crap. So giving up ice cream, it's heartbreaking, let's be honest. But something like alcohol or any drugs, when you cut them out of your life completely, that is a long, brutal battle to saying goodbye to that for good.
Yeah, but it's funny how you mentioned, like, drugs, right? I mean, sugar is totally a drug.
Totally.
Like, it impacts your body in the same way that alcohol or cocaine or, like, heroin does. Like, it literally fires up your dopamine receptors and then you crave it more and you want it. And then it leaves you wanting more. It's so good, but it doesn't have, like, that negative connotation to it. And I really think it should. Like,
in terms of social stigma?
Absolutely. Like, it literally wreaks so much havoc on my well-being. Just sugar. It wreaks so much havoc on my well-being that I can't function for a couple of days the way, like, in an optimal fashion.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, people poop their pants if you are smoking too much weed, but, you know, have 6 scoops of ice cream and a couple of beers with dinner and everyone's like, oh, cheers, celebration. Like, no, exactly. This is toxic.
Again, all things in moderation, sure. Right? I'm not going to say don't enjoy your life.
Right.
But, like, it is really interesting how, as a society, we have conditioned ourselves to be okay with a drink every night at dinner, to be okay with having ice cream after dinner every single night. Like, when I was a kid, that was, like, Sunday night dinner special stuff.
Yep.
That was the thing. But now it's like, my daughter asks me all the time. She'll eat, like, a relatively healthy dinner on a Wednesday night, and then she'll be like, what's for dessert? Yep. Can I have dessert? Where's the sweet thing? Where's the thing? And I'm just like, God, it is really, it's going crazy. It's every single night.
We talked recently on the show about, like, our tendency to emotionally eat from time to time when things get difficult. Man, I can tell you, when I trace it back, when I have those days where for a couple of days, the pantry is my pacifier, that's when, like, the thoughts return, the anger, like, boils up, the achy joints, feeling like crap, like, very much like a hangover, like, just feeling terrible. And the, like, the hints of depression come roaring back. And it's almost always tied to you ate something terrible, like something that you shouldn't have, that at the moment felt good, made the feelings go away, whatever it was. But the price is now suffer for a couple of days with what you've done to your body.
Yep, exactly. I am happy and thankful that I am at a point in my life where, like, when I do have those slip ups, when I do break here and there, I notice it so much more than I ever used to.
Yeah.
Because it was just like this constant thing. So I'm really happy that I've gotten to that point, but man, for like 3 days, I feel it. It's horrible. Don't talk to me.
It's time to revolutionize your daily nutrition routine. AG1 is your all-in-one solution, providing the nutrients your body craves without filling up your cabinet with tons of different supplements. And AG1 comes in a delicious, refreshing flavor that will leave you wanting more. Simplify your routine, satisfy your taste buds, and give your immunity the support it deserves with AG1. Learn more by clicking the link for AG1 on our website and in the show notes for this episode at thefitmess.com. Then tell me, Zach, what are the lessons learned from these little experiments you've been doing on your body?
I don't know. No, seriously. No, what it is really like just to be mindful. Like, just remember the things that you are putting in your body, like that everything you put in your body is a drug, even the food, right? It is fuel for your body. And if you put bad food in, if you put bad fuel in, right, your engine's not going to run all that great. I'm also saying, you know, don't cut everything out. You need to enjoy life. But like, you know, I live by the 80-20 rule. As long as I'm okay 80% of the time, 20% of the time, I can go off the rails a little bit. And yes, you pay for it. But like, just be curious about your body. Like, really try and understand, like, what is making you feel the worst. And figure out a way to limit that. Like, for me, it's alcohol. It makes me feel like absolute dog shit. So I have to limit it. But at the same time, like, I want to have a little bit of fun. So just remember, be human, enjoy some stuff. But those things that really, really bother you, that have a really bad chemical makeup in your body that make you feel like shit, maybe you should avoid those.
I don't know about you, but one of the ways that you can deal with that issue of not consuming them as much, there are tons of alternatives. I can't tell you how much I enjoy drinking a non-alcoholic beer from time to time, or the time in between those times, because I still love the taste of beer and there are some incredible ones on the market. So things like that are great. I hear from people that are trying to quit drinking all the time. Like, what do you do? There was one guy, I think we even interviewed him on the show, and he was talking about how he gets iced tea in a highball glass with an ice cube because it looks like whiskey. And he'll just sip his iced tea all night long because socially he looks like he's drinking, and it helps relieve some of that social stress. There are plenty of other alternatives. I will say none of them mask the social anxiety that I suffer from the way that alcohol used to, having gone to a couple of parties lately. Being in that situation, it's really tough to not want to reach for a beer and just lubricate yourself into that social situation. But whenever you can avoid it, I highly recommend it, because, man, life without alcohol for me has been a lot better, other than, you know, the dealing with the people stuff.
Ugh, people.
People.
One last thing I just want to make sure everyone hears. We all make mistakes. We all eat ice. Like, I eat ice. I will say that I'm never eating ice cream again because of how it makes me feel. And then 3 nights later, I find myself eating ice cream again. Sure. Have some compassion. We are human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to go off the rails. Just be compassionate with yourself and remember it too. Like, that's the one thing that I really do try and focus on, is when I do make those mistakes and I do feel bad, like the next day, and like I physically don't feel good, I really do try and lock that feeling in, right? I remember years ago when I'd wake up with like super bad hangovers from drinking a lot, and I'd be like, I'm never drinking again. And 3 days later, I'd be drinking
again. Or 12 hours later, yeah.
And potentially hair of the dog here. But, you know, I say it all the time, like the times I fall off the wagon, those are the moments for anything, right? If I'm like not working out, or if I'm not doing the things I need to be mentally and physically healthy, those are your moments to like really take it in and reflect and go, okay, this is why I do all the things I do. This is why I avoid some of these other things, so I don't feel like this. Like, really try and take it in and remember that feeling. So the next time you do get that ice cream in front of your face, or a beer in front of your face that you didn't want, just remember that that's how it makes you feel. It can help you through it. But again, if you cave, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a human being. It's okay to cave. It's okay to enjoy yourself. Just don't let it go too far. And with that, I'm going to go have a beer and ice cream.
Delicious. Get me one too. All right, that's going to do it for us. This has been The Fit Mess. Thank you so much for listening. We will have outtakes and bonus clips in our newsletters still to come. You can sign up for that at thefitmess.com. And that's where we'll be back in just a few days with a brand new episode. Thanks for listening.
See everyone. And if you're interested in what our outtakes are, They're horrible.
We know. This podcast is amazing and doesn't seem to lack anything, but we need a legal disclaimer. Prior to implementing anything discussed in this podcast, it is your responsibility to conduct your own research and consult your physician. You should assume that Jeremy and Zach don't know what they're talking about, and they're not liable for any physical or emotional issues that occur directly or indirectly from listening to this podcast.